Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Stee here. I have just spoken to Goal.com's Neil Jones. He wrote an article this morning, well, published it this morning, and within that article he talked about whispers that this might be the last few months of Joel Matip's Liverpool career, and that, yeah, there is talk within Liverpool Football Club that he could be sold this upcoming summer. To get more on that, I pressed Neil a little bit more on it. Here's what he had to say about Joel Matip, and yeah, is this the end of his Liverpool career? Joel Matip, you say, likelihood of leaving, you get 6 out of 10. It was this line here, just caught me, piqued my interest a little bit. There have been growing whispers from within the club that Matip may move on this summer. Am I right in saying he's got the rest of this season and one more season on his contract, yeah. So down to 18 months. Again, another injury. We're at now. He's been out injured, and his form is iffy now. That just took me a little bit by surprise, if truth be told. I wanted to pick your brains on that one, really. The whispers within the club that we might be seeing the last few months of Matip.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been there, again, another one, he's been there a while, hasn't he? It'll be 7 years this summer, Joel Matip. I mean, last year was the high watermark, wasn't it, for him, in terms of he was in the side for pretty much the entirety of the season up until maybe sort of March, April.
Yeah. You know, 43, I've got his stats here, 43 games.
43 games, and I imagine a lot of them were starts. You know, he obviously lost his place, you'd say, wouldn't you, for the big one or the big ones at the back end of the season with Konate. But
you're right, 42 of them were starts.
42 starts.
Only one off the bench.
Wow. Yeah. I bet that was a cup final as well. I bet that was for Van Dijk in the cup final.
It was the FA Cup final.
Yeah. So, wow, I would have thought that. You know, you just think you'd have a few games where you come on just to bring on an extra centre back in the last 5 minutes. But 42 starts. Now, there's two ways of looking at that, isn't there? There's two ways to look at it.
Has he been flogged?
There's one to look at it. Well, yeah, there's one to look at it and say, wow, what an important player. You know, brilliant. And he was brilliant for the majority of last season. Fantastic. There was times last season when he was Liverpool's best defender, okay, centre-back certainly. Or is the other one to look at and go, 42 games, that's never happening again. Should have got rid. I think there's an argument to say you should have got rid. I wouldn't have said going into last summer, get him out. Absolutely not. But I think there was an argument to say that was sort of the, it doesn't get better than that for Joel Matip in terms of performances and in terms of availability. Could Liverpool have earned a bit of money out of a player who's the wrong side of 30? Possibly. I think they might be in a position now this summer where it's like, we need another centre back. We need to bring in a young centre back, another young centre back, or another peak centre back to take over, because you've got Van Dijk, wrong side of 30, had bad injuries. You've got Gomez. I know he's got a long contract, but suitability wise, there's a lot of questions about whether Joe Gomez is going to be a sort of starting centre back. I think Konate, far fewer questions about that. So where are you at then? You know, where are you at in two seasons' time? You know, 34, 35 year old Virgil van Dijk, Matip, same age. You know, you're relying on those two, aren't you, to really kick on and develop or stay fit. I think Liverpool needs to refresh that area of the squad. I do, and I don't see the younger ones. You know, I know they brought Reece Williams back. I know they've got Nat still at the club. Obviously, Nat's not, you know, they're going to build the future around Nat Phillips. You know, they'd probably let him go had they received the right offers. I don't see Reece Williams. Don't look at Billy Kometio at the moment looking like he's going to kick on as maybe they hoped he would, or certainly not for a few years. Sepp Vandenberg's had a bad injury this season, hasn't, you know, I don't think he's reached the level that you'd say he's ready to press for the place. And you've got Jarrell Kwanza, young lad out on loan in League One at Bristol Rovers. So there's not an obvious succession plan coming through there at Liverpool. There's the two, and there's Van Dijk and Matip, who you say are still good enough to play for Liverpool, but what about going forward? So I think there's, I have heard it, obviously, from inside Liverpool, that you know, there's a, I wouldn't say there's an expectation that he leaves, but there's a chance that he leaves in the summer. And the more I look at the situation, and the more I look at where Liverpool are at, the more I actually think, I think it's the right thing. If he does, you know, not I'm not saying get him out and don't replace him. I'm saying if you can, I would do it. And, I mean, the other thing I didn't really touch on it, and I wish I had in the piece. I do wonder whether there's a Fabinho element to it, in the sense of if Liverpool do all of what they do in midfield, I wouldn't be surprised if we see it this season. Do we see Liverpool say, God, you're just having one. Just go centre back for a bit and just sort of try and get your bearings, you know, sort of get the game.
I thought he was good at centre back.
I think he's a more than passable centre back. You know, Fabinho, he's a good player. Is there an element of Liverpool almost saying, just go and play there in a couple of games and get the game in front of you? Just get used to sort of passing the ball to a red shirt again and winning headers tackling people. You know, is there that? And maybe there's a longer term element that do Liverpool. I'm not saying they. I don't think that's perfect, and I don't think they are, but the potential that they say, you move into a centre back option now, and we'll completely revamp the midfield in that sense. But I do think with Matip, I think there's an element. It's not a case of sort of he's had a few bad games, so let's write him off completely. But I think last season does represent a level I don't think he'll ever get back to again, in terms of performance levels and in terms of availability. So, you know, with a year left on his contract, and if there was a decent offer, I think Liverpool would be mad not to consider it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was say, because we are heading to we got there with the midfield, and they probably left it a little bit too late to act upon it. If they've learned the lessons, it might just be, listen, yeah, Virgil's getting there. We're not selling Virgil, obviously. Virgil's here until whatever. Gomez is young, Canate is young enough to, where they can be around. But you are right in saying, if they are, hey, we know there's a lot of budget planned to be spent on the midfield, you would hope and you would think. But the centre-half problem isn't going away. We had a question actually in the Discord chat. It was from SN, who said, he agreed. He said, like, you know, all this talk about midfielders, but Liverpool need the centre-half. Matip is fine here, Virgil's 32. It does feel like if the succession plan is where we think it might be, it would make sense if they went and bought the next Ibu Konate, or, you know, whoever that is, and then all of a sudden it's Konate and Van Dijk, Gomez, and whoever this
was. What was Matip? Matip must have been 25, 26 when he signed. It was a free transfer. You know,
2016, yeah.
Yeah, represents a fine bit of business. I mean, I think they'd like a Joel Matip now. You know, they'd like a 25, 26-year-old Joel Matip now. That would be the perfect scenario, wouldn't it? I'm not sure what's about. But could they get one of those players that they just, you know, that isn't maybe the sort of obvious one that's going to, I'm trying to think of a centre back at the moment, but
it's the Croatian lad.
Gvardiol, yeah. When they signed Van Dijk, £75 million centre back. But is there a player that they can get in? And they go, actually, do you know what? He's just a sort of a nice 4 or 5 year player who's going to be able to play at a good level, you know, and make the kind of impact that Matip made. Because I know it's a different. Matip came into a side that needed a lot. Well, It hadn't been at the heights that Liverpool have been at over the last few years, so maybe it was easier to come in and make an impact. But he did come in for nothing and improve Liverpool's defence quite quickly and stuck around for, you know, as I say, he stuck around for 7 years. Can they find something similar to that this summer? Can they find a player that maybe isn't, you know, an obvious candidate, but is good enough, young enough, cheap enough maybe, or financially viable enough to come in and improve them? I think Liverpool have got a problem at centre back. I do. I think they've got a problem now, and I think they've got a problem coming down the road pretty quickly. I think there was an obsession from journalists, fans, maybe the club, over midfield and forwards, you know, over the last 12 months. Possibly the eye's been taken off the ball there. I know that they've got Gomez on a long contract. I know that Van Dijk played a lot of football last season, and Kanate's a very, very good player. But yeah, I don't see them being in a position where you go, that's taken care of for the next 3 or 4 years. Not at all.
Well, again, there's four of them. And there's questions of whether it's age and injury record in particular for all four of them at the moment. And I can put Virgil on that now because he's starting to, again, and that's understandable, he's starting to get to an age where he is picking up these injuries, and he's played a lot of football for us and for the Netherlands. It's no shock that he's not picked up this muscle injury. So you are right in saying it's something that needs to be addressed. It just feels right. There's a lot that needs to be, again, go back to the title of your piece, it is like literally the summer rebuild. It does feel like that is on the cards. Yeah. In all it, like say, we think the forward line, if Roberto Firmino stays, they might just be able to go, right, that's fine. But centre half and centre midfield in particular, there's a lot that needs to be done. And again, it's just whether they decide so much needs doing, we're better off just keeping Joel Matip, or actually, no, now's the time. While we're doing it, it's a bit like we're getting the house built, we might as well just knock the wall down while we're here.
Yeah,
because what's the point of just putting it down? We might as well do it all in one big hit.
And it depends what's out there. You know, you might get no one wants to buy Joel Matip, so there's no decision to be made. You know, I wouldn't give him away. You know, I'd want good money for him, the levels he's been playing at. Excuse me. So that has to be factored in as well. You know, if it's the difference is sort of a £5 million bid, well, no, probably not. Let's leave that. But if you get someone who's like awash with cash and you got your Chelsea sort of saying, we'll give you 40 million for him, yeah, 100% it makes sense. But yeah, there's a lot of factors there, but definitely Liverpool. I mean, the other hope is that if you did fix the midfield, do we have those doubts about Joe Gomez's suitability? You know, does he just look $1 million again, sort of, you know, cigar time, and Van Dijk looks, you know, well, I only have to win three headers a game and that's me done. Just give the ball to these midfielders or these fullbacks and we sort it all out. Possibly, but at the moment the midfield is not, you know, fit for purpose, is it? Whether it's in terms of winning the ball back, protecting the defence or building the game, it's not, you know, it's not able to do any of the things that you'd like it to be able to do. So it is leading to more pressure. You know, if you think of those two Brighton games, I'm not surprised there's been some hamstrings injured by centre backs, because you look at
the amount of
sprints back towards their own goal he was doing. You know, Kanate, it felt like he was in a foot race quite regularly, wasn't he? And on Sunday, you know, having to...
Could have been sent off for one.
I remember him doing a sliding sort of block to stop a through ball going through. I remember him having to show some great strength on a couple of occasions. And if you think back to that first half of the league game, how many times was Matip getting run into the right-back channel, you know, against either Matoma or, I think, Welbeck. Maybe not Welbeck. He was playing up from Ferguson, wasn't it? The young lad. They're under a lot more pressure at the moment, and maybe that does influence your thinking about how good they are. But I do think longer term there is a need to at least refresh that area of the pitch or start a plan for the, you know, the next 4 or 5 years and beyond.
Right then, some interesting stuff there from Neil. That was taken from our Journo Inside show. If you want to watch or listen to the entire episode, yeah, go over to redmenplus.com right now. If you sign up as a club captain on a monthly subscription, enter the code MATIP, MATIP, and we'll only charge you 99p a month for the first 3 months. So yeah, get yourselves a massive discount. Go and check out that episode of Journo Insight and all the other stuff. And I'd like to say, loads and loads more to come from Neil each and every week as we head into the rest of the season, and of course, a little look ahead to the summer as well. So yeah, use the code MATIP, sign up as a club captain on a monthly subscription, and you'll pay 99p a month for the first 3 months. Go and do that, and I'll see you all soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.